for chakra activation and cleansing. Begin to take a few deep breaths into your body, to your experience of yourself, into this moment. Noticing the flow of your breath, the texture of your breath, the experience of your breath breathing you. Continuing to take a moment here to use your breath to ground yourself, to fully show up, to arrive. I ask all of yourself to come here to be a part of this journey. Calling all of yourself home to your body with your breath and your focus. As you inhale, pushing the belly out, lifting up the ribs and the heart. And as you exhale, dropping the chest and pulling the belly button back, wringing out the spine. A few more deep breaths here. And with your next few breaths, bring your attention to your uterus and your sacrum area, noticing the sensations in your hips, breathing into your sit bones, into the space between your hips, using your breath to stretch the fabric of your hips. And with your mind's eye and your breath, sending your focus into your tailbone, your sacrum, and down into your legs, into your feet, noticing the bottom of your feet and your toes. And take a few breaths there, into the hips, into the sacrum, which is your tailbone, into your legs, your knees, the front and back of your knees, down your legs, into your feet and your toes. And again, noticing the sensations there, and breathing long and deep. And with your next breath, bring your attention again back to your tailbone, to this first chakra area, this energy center, and notice what's alive for you there. What comes up as you breathe into the space? And with your next breath, I want you to imagine that a waterfall begins to flow. And it begins to wash through the first chakra. And perhaps it shifts form into a rain or a river, whatever comes naturally for you, bringing water to wash through this area, to wash out any cobwebs, any energy that isn't yours and that doesn't serve, just washing and cleansing all of the rings of the chakra. Allowing yourself to be washed over and to cleanse. And then with your next couple of breaths, again, breathing into the space in between the hips all the way down into the sit bones, down the legs, into the feet. Again, allowing that waterfall, that rain, that river, that ocean to flow all the way down your legs and your knees, down through your feet into the earth. Perhaps it's sprinkling, perhaps it's pouring, perhaps it's flowing quickly. Just noticing what those images are for you and how you feel in your body. Breathing long and deep. And then bringing your attention back again to your sit bones and notice your somatic experience. What does it feel like to be inside your own skin now? Taking a few breaths again down into the hips, the legs, all the way down, sending that breath down into the earth. And with your next few breaths, bring your attention to your heart space, breathing long and deep into the heart. Noticing the experience in your heart space. And then with your mind's eye, imagine that you are beginning to walk down a staircase from the heart. And your feet slowly step down. Notice if you're wearing shoes or if you're barefoot. Notice if there's a banister for you or if you're holding onto a wall, if the staircase is spiral or straight. Begin to walk down from the heart all the way down. And for a moment, you stop and you turn around and you look behind you. Do you need to sweep the stairs? Do you need to ask that water to come through and wash the stairs? Is there anything there you need to pick up? And keep walking down. Through the will center at the navel point, and deeper you go, noticing the change in color or texture or landscape as you walk down the stairs, passing through that second chakra, that bright orange creative center. And you come all the way down to the sacrum, and you find a doorway, noticing perhaps it's made of rubies or fire, noticing what shade of red it is, noticing if it's fluid or solid. And again, turning around behind you, noticing if there's anything to pick up or anything you need to address. You can stop this recording at any time and take some time to tend to this place if need be. And then when you're ready, turn back around and allow yourself to move through the threshold of the doorway into the center of the first chakra. And it may be that you are jumping through or diving or walking over a bridge or pushing open a door and closing it behind you. And as you pass through the threshold, you realize that you must turn on a light. And perhaps there's a lamp or a candle, or a flashlight, or a torch next to you that you turn on. And you look around the space of the first chakra, noticing what you see there, noticing if there's debris, noticing where the boundaries are, noticing the pulsing of the energy. And allow yourself to just take in the space with your eyes. Perhaps it's a landscape, perhaps it's a cave. Noticing what comes forward for you. Noticing if there are any creatures there, any skeletons there, any gifts there. Just allowing yourself to orientate to the space around you. Notice it might be a little bit damp from the cleansing, or it might be vibrant with life, just noticing. And as you take a few more breaths, you notice in the middle of the space, there is something bright and glowing, and you begin to feel drawn to it. And as you move forward towards it, you choose to pause whenever you are inspired to turn around and look behind you. And then turning back around, walking to the center of the space. And as you get closer, you notice there's a bright illuminated book. Perhaps it's a little dusty, but it's golden. And on the front of it, it says Ancestry. And as you reach down to touch it and open it, you notice what it is laying on. And you notice how you feel inside your body. And you open it and you notice the pages are dusty. Perhaps you can smell them a little bit. And you begin to open it and the pages start to move very quickly. And you stop it with a finger and you look down and notice what you see and experience. Maybe a phrase, it may be a picture, it may be a moving image or a memory. Just notice it. Take that in. Retrieve the jewel that is being presented in the Book of Ancestry. And then moving your finger, the book begins to move quicker and quicker and quicker until it slams shut at the end. Notice what happens as it closes. Notice if it stays in its golden illuminated form with some dust or if it's choosing to disintegrate and bioremediate. Just notice. And breathing deeply into your own body as this relationship with the story of your ancestry is transmuting and shifting and bringing insight and integrating, you begin to notice that all around you, a golden web is woven. And you turn around in a complete 360 and notice that all around you is a golden web. And it's webbing into your first chakra, into your sacrum, into your legs, into your feet. And as you breathe, you can feel yourself in your body, in your skin. And as you exhale, you can feel yourself standing on the earth. You can feel your solid connection. And as you breathe deeply into your body, into your energy, and you look all around you, you experience your place inside the web of community. And you breathe deeply into this experience of the interconnectedness of your place, of that foundational security and safety, of the fluid nature of the first chakra, of the solidity of the first chakra. And notice that while it's you standing in your place in relationship to your ancestry, gifts and shadow, it is also as equally related to you standing in your place in the web of the interconnection of all of life in your community. Breathing long and deep into your body, and this golden web begins to fade just a little bit. And you look around you and notice what you see. And you take a moment to ask, what is my place here? How do I stand in my place in community? And then something begins to move towards you. Notice it may be a being, a guide, an energy, an animal. And it is bringing forward a gift. And it hands you the gift and you acknowledge it and thank it and honor it in any way you choose. And then you open the gift related to your place here on this earth in community, standing on both the challenges and the struggles and the gifts and the wonder of your ancestry with your own unique gifts and challenges to stand up in. And you notice what the gift is, you allow yourself to fully receive it, and you take it with you. And again, you do a whole 360, taking in the experience of the first chakra, noticing if you see cobwebs or bones or sunshine or red lava or any images that come to you. Any guides that are there, any ancestors that are there. And then you begin to move yourself back to the threshold. Perhaps it's a doorway, perhaps it's a fire. And you turn around and bow to the first chakra, knowing that you can come in and use the image of water or fire or any element you choose to cleanse, to bioremediate, to allow new seeds to rise forward, and to remember your place here in your body, on the planet, in community. You turn back around and you move through the threshold, however you are inspired, jumping, leaping, stepping through, opening the door, closing it behind you. And then you find yourself at the bottom of a staircase. And you step up the first stair and you turn around and you notice the doorway and the threshold to the first chakra behind you, knowing you can come back here anytime you choose to receive more information, to ask for guidance, to cleanse, to feel empowered, to remember your safety, stability, and place here, to activate it. And again, you say thank you. Notice if there's any ancestry, any ancestors, any guides that are choosing to come with you. And also if you are agreeing for them to come. And turning back around, you begin to walk up the staircase, noticing the landscape of the staircase, noticing the feeling under your feet, noticing if there's a railing or a wall Or if it's open and you walk higher and higher, moving through the second chakra and moving through the third chakra and finding yourself all the way back in the heart and taking a few deep breaths into the heart space and allowing yourself to come back all the way into your physical body, breathing into your feet, into your legs, into your sacrum, into your heart, into your body, into your own skin. Noticing the gift you have with you, noticing the allies that may have moved into agreement with you to come here to support you. And again, breathing long and deep into your skin, noticing the texture and flow of your breath. Perhaps there's a color or a sound. Breathing all the way down into the root chakra, feeling your connection to the earth. Noticing the difference now of when you started and you were breathing deeply into your tailbone, to your first chakra, to your legs, to your feet, to the earth. Notice your experience now. Notice that space as you breathe in between the hips. Notice the fabric, the webbing. And with your next few breaths, breathing into the heart, exhaling down into the earth. A few more breaths this way, into the heart, down into the earth, gratitude, grounding, this connection to the wisdom keepers of this place and of the access to that through your own body and your own energy field. And again, breathing long and deep into the heart, long and deep into the body, to the shoulders and the head and the arms, finding yourself again fully arrived, more whole, more completely here, standing in your place, in your body, on the planet, in relationship to community, whether you know what that is or it's still unfolding and being revealed, and beginning to shake your fingers and your toes and your tongue and open your eyes and a couple more breaths. Welcome. Welcome back. So many blessings.